How do I get out of my head and into my body when it comes to food? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Quinn from Facebook asks, how do I get out of my head and into my body when it comes to food? Hey, it's JJ, and today I have my buddy Dr. Will Cole with me to answer this question. He was named one of the top 50 functional medicine and integrative medicine docs in the nation, and he sees patients globally through his virtual clinic. He's also the co-host of Goop Fellows podcast and the author of best-selling books, Ketotarian, The Inflammation Spectrum, and the new one, Intuitive Fasting. He's also a big Peloton enthusiast, and I got to tell you, Will, once I get my output up a little bit, I'm coming for you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with the answer.
Metabolic inflexibility or metabolic rigidity, really, many people are in various forms of irritability, cravings, inflammation. They are fatigued. They have these waves of fatigue that happen throughout the day. Their blood sugar is all over the place. Chronic inflammation is higher. They have hormone imbalance. That is all proverbial noise in the body. It's physiological noise because it blunts receptor site signaling. The hormones are not signaling well. Neurotransmitters are not signaling well. The gut and the brain axis are not signaling well. The connection between the gut and the brain. Inflammation level is higher, which dulls the receptor sites in the cellular membrane. So you have resistance patterns like insulin resistance and leptin resistance and even things like thyroid resistance and estrogen progesterone imbalances because of these metabolic syndromes. So that's a storm of imbalance. And inflammation, chronic inflammation, is imbalanced inflammation. Inflammation is not inherently bad, but chronic inflammation is inflammation too high for too long. That's imbalance. That's an imbalanced manifestation of immune system activity. And that is that noise that's going on that many people are kind of bound by that craving and bound by not this disillusionment on what their body loves and what their body hates and what their body needs to feel great. So what I say, what I mean when I say get out of your head and into your body is not be bound by the anxiety, depression, dread, fatigue around food and health, but to really find a food peace and find an inner stillness when it comes to your body and your relationship with your body and your relationship with food. So metabolic flexibility and using flexible, vacillating, intermittent fasting protocols that I talk about in intuitive fasting is a way to gain a stillness and gain a centeredness in your body that allows you to have that discernment on what your body loves and what your body hates. That's true, authentic, intuitive eating. And ultimately, when you have proper signaling pathways, you'll have true, authentic, intuitive fasting and intuitive eating. There's going to be a time for fasting and a time for eating. And you're going to be able to eat when you are eat when you are hungry, eat until you're satiated. You're going to be able to know, okay, it's time to give my body a rest and to fast, but it's going to be flexible. It's going to be intuitive. It's not going to be arduous. It's not going to be obsessive. It's not going to be dogmatic. It's really going to be an effortless downstream sort of flowing response of a deep knowing of what your body truly needs.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.